We thank you, Lord, that you are master of everything. You are Lord. We decree and declare this morning that in our lives, Lord, you are Lord, you are King, you are the master of everything. Lord, we thank you and we bless you that we can sing that with our whole hearts this morning. Not only sing it, but we believe it, God, we trust it. In such an uncertain world, Lord, we do decree and declare, God, in the midst of our struggles, in the midst of uncertainty, in the midst of everything that we're going through, not that we're stuck in, but that we're going through, we decree and declare that you are Lord, you are King, you are the master of everything. And we thank you for that, Lord. Thank you for speaking to our hearts during worship. Thank you for giving us comfort during worship. Thank you for giving us clarity during worship, Lord. That we don't have to worry. We don't have to be afraid. We don't have to be upset. We don't have to be angry. We just have to decree and declare and know that you are Lord and you are King and you are the master of everything. And we love you for that, Lord. Because we sure don't have a clue of what's going on, but we know that you do. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I want to thank you once again for joining us on our services this morning. Just a few announcements. On Wednesday night, you can go to the website and you can find us for Bible study as well. So make sure that you can go to the website and you can find the Zoom link there. For those of you on Facebook, we'll put the Facebook link up and you will be able to find the link to Bible study as well for Wednesday night. Want to thank you all for your giving. You all have been very generous and we just want to say thank you so much. In the midst of uncertainty, we thank you for those of us that are still fortunate enough to be working that. We're so grateful for that. So we give our tithes and return the tithe, give an offering, and thank you for those of you that have been making donations as well. We're just grateful that it allows us to continue to do what we do and be a blessing to so many. So if you're gonna give and you're on your desktop computer, your laptop, you go to southbayalc.com, select the giving option, and then you can go ahead and you can give immediately through your credit card or through PayPal. Your debit card. Thank you so much. If you are on your phone and you're giving through your phone, you go to southbayalc.com. You find the three buttons on the side. Push the three buttons, and the three bars, I should say, and then select the giving option, and you can give like that. And if you decide you just want to mail it in, you can give by mail. And thank you so much. You can send your check or money order. No, you know never to send cash through the mail, so you can just give right. By writing your check and then mailing it to 3553 Atlantic Avenue, make it out to South Bay Abundant Life Church or SBALC, 3553 Atlantic Avenue, Suite B279, and that's Long Beach, California, 90807. And definitely, we have a team of people that are looking forward to praying for you. So if you would, you can send your specific prayer request to life@southbayalc.com. Let me say that again. Please send your prayers. We have a team of people and obviously we have time and we are just thankful that we have the time and the opportunity and we consider it a privilege to pray for you. It is a privilege to stand in the gap for someone because we've all been in need and someone stood in the gap for us. So we understand and we recognize the privilege it is to pray for others. So again, that's life@southbayalc.com. Please send us your prayer requests and we will lift them up. As you're praying for yourself, we'll be in agreement and praying for you as well. Amen. How many of you are ready for the word? I think it's a button on Zoom or somewhere and you give a thumbs up. Or you just raise your hand if you're ready for the word this morning. Excited about the word, excited about sharing the word with you. At South Bay Abundant Life Church, we like to say we get deep but not complicated. So We will go a little bit deep today, and that's perfectly fine because we're dealing with a deep world right now. So the Word of God has an answer and a solution as always for us. So if you would, open your Bibles to Acts chapter 16 and verse 25. Acts chapter 16 and verse 25. And so we just want to say, Lord, we love you and we bless you and we need you. Speak to us through your word, Lord, and with many looking for, having questions and looking for answers, Lord, it's right here in your word. God, it's our blueprint, it's our map, it's our guide. Your word says it's a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. It illuminates the way, Lord, as we try and navigate our way through a dark, uncertain, fallen world. So we thank you for your word. Speak to us through your word. We open our hearts and our minds to receive what the word of God is speaking to us. Give us revelation, Lord, that would lead to transformation. We just don't want to be hearers of the word. We want to be doers. Give us the revelation of your word. Open our eyes, open our minds and our hearts to what your word is speaking to us. And then let the word be so powerful and transformative that it leads to a transformed life, God. And we thank you and we bless you for your word. Speak to us now. Holy Spirit, lead, guide, and direct. We surrender to the will of God, to the will of the Holy Spirit. Teach us. The word says you will teach us and bring back to remembrance all the things that you've spoken unto us. God, we need to be taught by your word. And we need you today more than ever. We decree and declare that we need you today more than ever. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So family, as we get into the word, I'm going to kind of take my time with it. At 9:55, we'll stop and we'll be finished at 10 o'clock. And what we don't finish this week, by the grace of God and the mercy of God, and if it's the will of God, we'll pick up the other half or the other portion next week. So we've been going through the series, the I Am series, and so we're still on the Good Shepherd, Jesus Christ being the Good Shepherd. He says, I am the Good Shepherd. We've already done, and you can find them on our website if you want to go back and hear them. They're very powerful. I am the bread of life, and I am the light of the world. We've already done that. And so now we're on the Good Shepherd, and it's taken us a while to get through it. So I'm going to take my time. I'm going to apologize ahead of time. I'm going to do a lot of reading because I have a lot of read this. I don't know if Sister Kathy is here with us this morning, but I always have a read this. And since it says read this, I have to read that. I want to give it to you just like God gave it to me, and I want to take my time with it. And we'll stop it. We'll start wrapping up at 9:55. We'll be finished at 10 a.m. And then, Lord willing, you'll join us next week for whatever we didn't get to. I hope I said Acts 16, chapter 25, and I'll be reading all the way to verse 31. It reads as such. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed. You should have that word underlined. They prayed. It's definitely a time of prayer. And that word prayed in the Greek, it means they beg God and they worship God. That's what it means. So they worship God. They beg God regarding their situation. And they sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. Verse 26, and suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors opened, and everyone's chains or bands were loosed. And the keeper of the prison, awaking out of his sleep and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, do yourself no harm, for we are all here. Then he called for a light and sprang in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas and brought them out, verse 30, and brought them out and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? Verse 31, and they said, believe, trust on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved, which means to be rescued, and your house. So if I had to give this a title, And what God has been speaking to me, if I had to give it a title, the title would be Singing, Suicide, and Salvation. Wow. I told you going to go a little bit deep. If I had to give it a title, you got singing, then you got a thought of suicide, an attempt of suicide, which leads to salvation. What a setup by God. It's pretty deep, but it's a deep, our current situation is pretty deep. And I'm sensitive and discerning enough to know that as we're going through this season of life together, as we're reading this passage, that we have people in at all different places. Some of you are singing praises to God. Some of you are ready to give up and throw in the towel and say, what's the point of living? And then we have some who are getting saved and rededicating their life and turning back to Jesus Christ. Think about this. We have three men here, right? Three men in this location, the prison. I'm speaking of the Word of God. Two of them are singing, then one wants to commit suicide. So we look at our location, and we can never take the location for granted, because you can be with someone. We could all be in the same location, but we're not in the same place. We could be in the same place physically, but we're not in the same place mentally and spiritually. You can be in a room with someone, and they could be ready to throw in the towel and give up hope. And so for you, I guess God is saying that we should always be an encouragement. We should always be a light. Because just because someone is in a building, just because someone is in the church, doesn't mean they're connected to God and that they trust and they believe in God. They could be in the church, they could be on your job, and they could look like they have it all together, and they could be ready to throw in the towel. So we don't have any idea where someone is mentally or spiritually. But the first thing we start off with is the singing. So we have Paul and Silas singing praises unto God. And you know their situation. They've been beat, bloody, beat thrown into the stocks. So they're uncomfortable. They're chained, and they're in the inner prison. And you would think they would be the ones trying to say, we need to check out of here, but they do the totally opposite. They decide to sing praises unto God. So we've talked about the great Hallel, which is the great praise which comes directly out of the Psalms. So I just want to spend a few minutes, or maybe more than a few minutes, with one of the Psalms I believe they were singing. And this is the one I've been meditating on all week. And so I want to encourage you, if you would, turn with me to Psalm 18, Psalm 18 and verse 1. And I want you to make a note. Please have your notepad. I'm going to have I ask you to take notes this morning. And remember, I don't ask you to do anything I don't do. Here, I have notes on my notes. I always tell you that I got notes on my notes, because God is always speaking. I prepare a message and then I go over it, and God says, add this and add that. And that's why I'll be reading, because I want to give it to you just like God gave it to me. But make a note. This is David. David wrote Psalms 18, and he wrote it after he was delivered from the hand of Saul and his other enemies. So here's the note I want you to make. David wrote it after he was delivered. David sang this after he was delivered. Paul and Silas are singing it before they get delivered. Oh, that's a beautiful thing. They didn't wait till they were freed. They sang it before. So you and I, this is what I believe. Paul and Silas had the benefit of the example of David. We have the benefit of the example of not only David, but of Paul and Silas. That's why we can sing, regardless of what we're going through, we should be able to decree and declare and sing this psalm each and every morning, or at least read it and meditate on it. I can't sing, y'all. I told y'all that. So I read it and I meditate on it and I sing it in my heart. But this is what Paul and Silas are singing before they're delivered. This is what David is singing after he's delivered. This is what you and I need to be singing each morning and each day as we wait on God to break through and to deliver us. from our current situation. And once we get out of this, you just know it's something else that you need to go through. God's maturing us each and every day, so we never get to the point where we don't have to go through something until we transition and go home and be in the presence of the Lord. And that's just a promotion for the disciple of Jesus Christ. Make no mistake, a transition is a promotion for us. So, but while we're here, this is what we should be singing. This is what we should be meditating on. So the psalm starts off, it has a little introduction, says, to the chief musician, a psalm of David, the servant of the Lord, who spoke unto the Lord the words of this song. It's a song. In the day that the Lord delivered him from the hand of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul. So this is what David sang after he was delivered. Remember, Paul and Silas sang it before they were delivered. So it doesn't matter which end of the spectrum you're on. You're coming out, you're going in, or you're in the midst of it. This is a song for you and I to sing. But look at the verse line. It says, verse number one, I will love you, O Lord, my strength. Make a note, that word love in the Greek, the word love in the Greek means to love deeply. It's pronounced, it's spelled R-A-C-H-A-M, but it's pronounced Rakham. And it says to love. David says, God, I love you so deeply. And then he calls God his strength. In the Hebrew, the word strength right there means my help. My help. I will love you, Lord, my strength. Make it personal. Underline it, because God is your help. God is your strength. Think about where you are right now, your current situation, good, bad, or ugly, whatever you're going through. See, we need to focus in on the names of God. So often we focus on the names of other things, and it's okay. But you have to know who God is in your life. So, for example, we do it all the time. If something goes wrong with my car, I take it to a mechanic. I call the name of a mechanic. If I'm having some issues with my teeth, I call my dentist. I call the name of my dentist. If I'm having health issues, then I call the name and I go visit my doctor. So we got to understand, this is what we do all the time. But then David breaks it down and he calls on the name of the Lord because that's who God is. And oftentimes we've substituted other people and things to try and meet the needs that only God can fulfill in our life. And we've been calling other names for things that's only reserved for God. So this is why I've been meditating on this each and every morning and just understanding who God is. So David says, God, I love you. I love you so deeply because you're my help. No one can help you like God can. I thank God for friends and family, but no one, when it comes down to a family, you got to understand, no one is your strength. No one is your help like God. And Psalms 118, make a note, is part of the great Hillel as well. It says it's better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. God tells us that because God is our ultimate help. And we love and we appreciate people. Don't get me wrong. I thank God for people, for family and friends and loved ones. But it's better, 118:8 is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. 118:9 says it's better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in titles, in a prince or a president, our governor, our mayor. My help comes from God. My trust is in God. This is what Paul and Silas are singing, and the jailers heard them while they're locked up, beaten, and shackled. This is what David is singing after he's been delivered. This is what you and I need to be singing every day, and it gets better. Look at verse 2. He says, the Lord is my rock and my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my strength. Then he pauses in the midst and said, in whom I will trust, who I put all my trust in. And then he continues. He said, he's my buckler, the horn of my salvation, and my high tower. The names of God. So I kind of paraphrased them for you. So let me go over verse 2 in the paraphrased, with the paraphrase. So it's no question who God is in our life. Just focus in on the name. And the name in the Hebrew, it means the reputation, the report, the character of God. This is who God is. God is so many things to us. And as I said, previously, we look for it in other places through other people, and that's not designed for them. We put pressure on too many people, thinking that they're supposed to be our strength and our help. We're actually as God. And then I encourage you in these days, in uncertainty, God's trying to get our attention. God has our attention, and it's time to run back to him. But let me read the paraphrased names of God. God is my foundation, the place of safety, the escape. This is verse 2. I paraphrased them for you so you don't have to guess. God is my foundation, the place of safety, my escape, the Almighty, my hero, the true God. He's my strength. He's my rock, in whom I will trust, in whom I will put all my confidence in. Then he's my protector, my shield. He's the power of my salvation. And then he's my high tower, which means he's my retreat. He's my refuge. He's my security, the place where I can go and be safe, a high place. It also refers to Christ, and make a note, it refers to Christ as the horn of salvation. In Luke chapter 1, verses 68 and 69. So we know David is connected to the true and living God. In the Old Testament, we know Christ is concealed, and in the New Testament, he's revealed. During the Bible study, we've been going through 2 Samuel. We've gone, David has just been anointed king over all of Israel. And in 2 Samuel chapter 6, just make a note of it, we're not going to turn there, but in 2 Samuel chapter 6 and 16, David was dancing before the Lord. Because God is all these things to David. Let me read it again. He's my foundation, my safety, my escape, my God, my hero, the true God, my rock. I'm going to trust in him. He's my shield, my protector. He's the power of my salvation, my high retreat. So David in 2 Samuel chapter 6 and 16, David is dancing and celebrating God to the point where he pretty much dances out of his clothes and just to pretty much his underwear. And his wife looked out the window and saw him, and she kind of despised him. Word said that she despised him. She kind of hated him in her heart because he was embarrassing the family. But when David got a chance to talk to her, he told her, "You don't understand what God has done for me. That's why I danced out of my clothes." She didn't have the relationship like David had. And nobody can tell your testimony like you. And I know I can get an amen from those of you that are with us. Nobody can tell your story like you. No one knows why you dance. I like to go in my little office and I'm there by myself and I'm singing and I'm dancing and I'm just thanking God, because nobody can tell the story like I can tell it. No one knows what you've been through in your life. No one knows your experiences but God, and how God has delivered you and I, has set us free. And snatched us out of darkness and brought us into his marvelous light. That's why I'll dance every day and I'll lift my hands and I'll worship God, because no one can tell the story like you can tell it when you have that relationship with God. So I have a read this, so I'm going to, I have a read this, so I'm going to give it to you just like God gave it to me. And here's the question of the day, it says. Here's the question, the revelation that must lead to transformation. Let me say it again. Here's a question. And as I'm reading the scripture, it gives us revelation. And the revelation must lead to transformation. And this is based on verse 2 of Psalms 18 and 2. Family, here's a question of the day. When do these attributes and characteristics of God become more than just a song and words on a page? Here we are in the midst of a pandemic. It's our time. We're going through like Esther and Mordecai had to go through, like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, like Daniel in the lion's den. So here we are. We're in the midst of our pandemic where we have to go through, and we're with God. And I'm asking the question, and God's asking the question, when do the characteristics and the names of God become more than just a song and words on a page? When do they become a mindset and a heart set? And a lifestyle and a way of life that is demonstrated in our attitude, our thoughts, our behavior, and our speech. Let me say it again. When does it come off the page, come into our heart, where it leads and guides us as a mindset, a heart set, a lifestyle, and a way of life that's demonstrated, not just talked about, but is demonstrated in our attitude, our thoughts, our behavior, and our speech. It says, this is the time of practicing and living the Word of God. Let me say it again. This is the time where we are right now, Sunday, April 19th, 2020, at 9:30 in the morning. This is the time to start practicing and living the Word of God. This is the time to know God and stand on the attributes and character of God without wavering. It's our time. Here we are as Christians, as disciples of Christ, as followers of Christ. Let me say disciples, those that are really following, not the ones on the fringes, but those that are really following. It's our time to live the Word of God. The Word of God says that man should not live by bread alone, but we're to live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. God spoke it to Moses in Deuteronomy 8:3. You can make a note of it. And then Christ spoke it to Satan when Satan was trying to tempt him to turn his stones into bread. Christ told him in Matthew 4:4, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So think about that. In Matthew 4:4, Satan tried to get Christ to do his own thing, to take another route. You don't have to go to the cross. You don't have to die for all mankind. You can turn these stones into bread. You could do whatever you want to do. And Jesus said, man doesn't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And it's time for us. We got to live by every word. Every word. He's our rock. He's our salvation. He's our strength. He's our escape. He's our hero. He's our almighty God. He's our refuge. He's our strength. That's what we got to live by now. Because the world is falling apart, so you got to live by something. You can try and keep sand in your hand. Go to the beach when they open them back up. Try it and put sand in your hand and sand in your hand and see how long you can hold on to it. That's what the world is doing now, just seeping right through the jobs we thought were so secure. The businesses we thought were so secure, just sinking right through our hand. It's time to live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God and then do it. And then it's demonstrated in our speech. It's not time to turn our stones into bread. It's not time. That's what Satan was trying to tell Christ. Do your own thing. It's not time for that. Those of us that are married, it's not time to do our own thing. Husbands, it's time to love our wife like Christ loved the church. Wives, it's time to respect our husband on a whole nother level. Husbands, it's time to love our wife on a whole nother level. We're in the house together. It's time to live by the word of God and love on a whole nother level. Singles, it's not time to just get desperate and go out and do anything. It's not time. We got to live by the word of God. Youth, it's not time to get reckless and do your own thing. It's time for you to live by the word of God. You're not too young to live by the word of God. It's not time to get reckless with our finances, and it's not time to get reckless on our prayer life. We got to live by the word of God. We have to pray without ceasing. It's not time to give up on our family. It's time to hone in and raise our kids. And look, they took prayer out of school. Now you got school back in the home. Now you can start praying at home. Think about that. We're crying about it being out of school. Now it's back in the home. Are you praying at home? It's time to live by the word of God, family. It's time. It's our time. God set it up, and it's our time now. So I'm saying this is our time. Put time in all caps on your notes. It's time to live and practice the word of God daily. You say, well, Pastor, why then? It's just simple. Look at verse 3, Psalms 18:3. David says, I will call upon the Lord who is worthy, underline worthy. See, because God's worthy, which means he's trustworthy. God can be trusted. God is credible. God is valid. You can depend on God. David said, I'm going to call on God after he went through and got delivered. David said, I can call on God anytime. I realize now I can call on God anytime, and he's always there. Family, that's the word we got to live by now. I know it might not look like it. It might not seem like it. Seem like things are falling apart. But verse 3 says, let me finish it. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised, so shall I be saved from my enemies. That's what David says. And so we just have to make a decision, make a declaration. Can we call upon the Lord? Can we trust God? Can we call upon the Lord? Can we trust God today? Can you trust God to be your strength, your foundation, your shield, your retreat? I know some of us have went on retreats before. We just go and get away. And you just spend time with God, and it's just one of the most beautiful things you could ever do. Whether it's a singles retreat, a couples retreat, a youth retreat, just so refreshing. The word says that God is our retreat. We can get away with God anytime, at any moment. He's my escape. God's my hero. It's time to trust and believe God like never before. Then just let's briefly just read through Psalms 18, verses 4 through 6. And then we'll go back to the book of Acts. Look what David said. The sorrows of death surrounded me, and the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. Kind of sounds like our world today is just stuff is surrounding us. Death, and just we don't know what people are up to, and you kind of get fearful. You're hearing all these conspiracy theories and all this, but we know who God is, and that's what makes the difference. Verse 5, the sorrows of hell surrounded me about. The snares of death confronted me. Look at verse 6. Put a note by verse 6. Underline it, highlight it. It's what you meditate on each morning. He said, in my distress, David said, and David was stressed out, and he was the king, amen? So we know if David was stressed out, we know it's highly likely that we get stressed out too, amen? So David said, and as I was stressed out, I called upon the Lord and I cried unto my God. It takes a lot of humility to call upon God and cry when I'm stressed out. But we read a couple of weeks ago how humility leads to the healing. So we can't be too proud. And this is a beautiful thing. If the king can cry and humble himself, set the example. The word says David was a man after God's own heart. So here we are, and especially as men, men, if it falls apart, at least you got the formula of knowing what to do to that God will answer and be there for you and I. Notice he said when he was stressed out, he didn't go off on people. He didn't get angry. He didn't get violent. He didn't start going off on the people in his house. He didn't cuss out the boss. He didn't, you know, go off on his kids. He didn't go off on his wife or wives. in David's case, but he said he called upon the Lord. Make a note of that. This is the formula. This is how you create an atmosphere in your house where it's a beautiful place where you can't wait to get home and you don't mind being home with your family, because you're not putting pressure on them to be what they're not supposed to be. You're going to God, because God is your refuge and your escape and your strength and your hero. So David said, when I was stressed out, I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. Underline my God. It has to be personal. And then make a note. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even unto his ears. Make a note, God hears our cry. I don't know about you, but with this whole thing that's going down now, it's been some moments where I just had to lay on the floor and just cry out to God, because I don't know what's going on. And all the other times we thought we were in control, but we're really not. So this has caused me to run back to God and say, God, I need help. I need more help than I thought I needed, Lord. I need you more than I've ever needed you before. But see, that's the beauty of God. And he says that God hears from his throne. God hears. But it started with humility. David humbled himself. God heard. His heart was connected to God's heart. He'd already told God how much he loved him deeply and who God was in his life. And again, David wrote in Psalms 118:8, it's better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. Make a note of that. Let me read verse 6 one more time. David says, as I was stressed out, I called upon the Lord Somebody highlight this. Somebody needs to highlight this. Because you're stressed out right now. You don't know what's going to happen next, but that's okay. Call out unto the Lord. And the Lord right there, that is the existing one. And David said, and he cried unto his God, Elohim, the plural, the Trinity. We see the part of the Trinity right here. He cried unto my God, underline my, because I don't know what your God is. Your God still might be a little G. If you're going to cry out to that guy, you're not going to get a response. But when you call out to the and cry out to the true and living God, God hears our voice out of his temple, out of heaven. And he heard my cry, came before him, right to his ears. And so they make a note, God answers, yes, no, not now. Wait, be still. So don't think, it's not a genie in a bottle. You're not going to rub it and everything's going to, it's not going to happen like that. You gotta, when you're close to God, some things we just have to go through. We talked about it. David even wrote in Psalms 23, yea, though I go through the valley, he had to go through the valley. God is still God when we have to go through. That doesn't change. It's not the genie in the bottle. If God says you need to wait, I'm teaching you a lesson. Be still. No, that's not for you. You think it is, but it's not. But I see down the line, and that's going to destroy your life. That person, that place, that thing is only going to destroy your life. And then God might say yes, because it's time. But we have to respect God is sovereign. Whatever God tells us, then we have to respect that. We have to be mature enough in Christ to respect it. And that's the beauty of the relationship. And parents, you all parents, you can relate. You wouldn't give your kid ice cream for dinner if you loved your kid every night. You tell them no, they're not going to like it because it's good and it's sweet. But you know it's not good. Why would God give you something that's not good for you? And why can't you respect that when God says no or when God closes a door? And God is your strength. God is your refuge. He's your safety. When you know God is those names, then you know, God, you just protected me. I appreciate that, God. Then let me go back and keep praying. And then God, then you pray for God's wisdom to show me, God, show me where you want me to go. But maturity causes you to respect what God is doing in your life. All right, let's get a little deep. Let's get a little deep. And then at in about 10 minutes, we're going to stop and then we'll just pick up next week. Lord willing, that's the beauty of it. So let's go back to Acts 16, because we got through the first part. We still got two other parts. We got through the singing. Paul and Silas is singing. David is singing. I'm hoping you and I are singing in the midst of what we're going through. But we're not just singing any song. And Psalms 18, 1 through 6. Make a note of it and meditate on that during the week. Sing that song. And then start your day with that is what I'm saying. Start your day with that. Then you can listen to your Spotify playlist and your Pandora playlist after that. That's cool. I'm okay with that. But start it off understanding who God is and watch it transform your life. Watch it transform your heart. Watch it transform your thoughts. Start off with loving God deeply and then acknowledging God for who he is, our strength and our rock, our retreat, our escape, our hero, our strong tower, our refuge. And then enjoy your Spotify playlist. Enjoy your gospel. Enjoy your Pandora playlist. But start off giving God the glory. So we said that the title, if I were to give it a title, would be singing. Then the other thought is not so pleasant because we have three men that's highlighted in this particular passage of scripture. Two men are singing, and then the guard, he loses hope because he thought that Paul and Silas and the other prisoners had escaped. He had put so much confidence in his job and his abilities and his strength. And he knew that if those prisoners escaped, that he would be killed because they escaped on his watch. So he figured that life was over for him. So I have a read this. So let me read it. And it's based on verse 27 says, and the keeper of the prison, awaking out of his sleep, seeing the prison doors opened, he drew out his sword and was going to kill himself, supposing the prisoners
had escaped, because that's the penalty of it. And you don't have a relationship with God. And even when you do have a relationship with God, life can seem to be like it's too much. But my word, that's why it's so important that we start with the singing, because it takes our focus off of us and it makes us God conscious as opposed to self-conscious. It puts the focus on the strength of God and not the strength of our issues. We have to realize that God is huge in our life, and our problems are a lot smaller and insignificant. And we realize this now, that the things we thought meant something don't really mean that much, and I can do without. I was talking to some friends, and we're talking about our car. Our car sits in the garage now. The tires are going flat because we don't even need to drive. Stuff we thought we needed. I can do without. I got God, I got my health, I got my family, I'm good. But when we think this stuff actually means something, then that's what leads to the despair and the depression and the suicide, and it's a huge problem. And I'm praying for you now that the enemy, and we know we call him the father of lies, which is Satan, that he would, I know he's talking to a lot of us these days, and myself included, that, hey, you don't know what's going to happen, you might as well check out. There's nothing left for you. Look at this stuff. You thought you had this. You thought it meant something. Now what's left? So I'm praying in the name of Jesus that if he's talking to anyone like that, that they stand on the word of God and live by the word of God and depend on the strength of God. And for us that understand the power of God, we need to pause and we need to reach out. People are hurting. People are going through. So we need to pause. We need to reach out to people. We need to extend the kindness of God, the love of God. We don't know where people are at. Just like we see with the jailer, he got a job, he's in charge, and in the minutes, the drop of a hat, he's ready to kill himself. So Lord, in the name of Jesus, we just pray, God, that you would show yourself strong to the people out there who are in despair, maybe depressed. Send a labor into their life. God, put on our heart to call someone just to say, I love you, and I'm thinking about you, and it's going to be all right, and do you need anything? And how can I be a blessing to you right now? So God, put those people in our heart in the name of Jesus, Lord. Never let us take anyone for granted. I don't care how strong it looks. This is a military man. This is a guard. He's a soldier. He's been trained. He has skills, he has ability, he has talents, and at the drop of a hat, he's ready to end his life. And if it wasn't for the grace of God and the men of God, Paul and Silas, he would have killed himself. So Lord, give us the heart set and the mindset to maybe be a little bit more loving, a little bit more caring, a little bit more understanding, because we don't know where people are at despite what it looks like on the outside. So I have a few read this, and then I'm going to have to stop, and then we will pick it up next week. It says, two men, and this is based on Acts 16, 25 through 31. Two men are singing unto God. Another person is in complete despair and depression and is going to commit suicide. Three men in the same location, trusting in various and different sources. One man trusting in his job and his own skills and ability. The two other men are trusting in Jesus Christ to lead and guide their life. They have various outlooks on life and two completely different decisions. So the question is, what are you and I trusting? And I include myself too, because we've all have to examine where we're at. What are you and I trusting in this morning? You don't know what someone's dealing with. Please give them some hope and introduce them to the rock, the shield, the escape we know to be Jesus Christ. And family, I admit, suicide is a touchy, deep subject. I don't know if it's talked about much in the church. I don't know, because I'm not in every church. But here we're confronted with it, with the jailer, with this deep subject, and we're going to address it head on. It's happening in our world as we speak. Here's just some of the statistics, and we just already prayed for those that are losing hope in this crazy upside down world. God, touch their heart. Reveal yourself to them. Make a note, suicide does not discriminate, doesn't care if you're rich or you're poor, doesn't care about your color, doesn't care if you're famous or not famous, doesn't care if you're an athlete, a politician, a young or old, could care less about your gender. And statistics show that 1 million people worldwide, that's all around the world, 1 million every year commit suicide. Statistics show that every 40 seconds someone commits suicide. So in the time of this message, we've had quite a few people check out. Lord, help us in the name of Jesus. And it says, for each adult that committed suicide, 20 unsuccessful attempts were made at the same time. And family, that's why we got to pause. We got to pause and we got to call someone. We got to pause and reach out. We got to pause and we got to stop being so selfish, and we got to start loving and forgiving. You got to love your family. You got to be patient with each other. The word says one of the fruit of the Spirit is long suffering. I mean, that means you can deal with a lot, and you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You don't have to lose it. You don't have to go off on people. You don't have to do that. Says, be patient and long suffering with your kids, with your spouse, with your siblings, and with yourself. Calm down. It's not that serious. Not with Christ. Go back to He's being our rock and our shield. That's why it's so important to get up and sing every day. Sing to God, the rock, the shield, the escape, our Lord, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Calm down on yourself. Be a little more patient with yourself. Stop overreacting. The guard right here overreacted. We'll talk about that next week. Overreacting. Because something looks. That's why God tells us to walk by faith and not by sight. I don't care how it looks. Stop looking at what you see. And start standing on the foundation of Jesus Christ and what you believe and what you know God is in your life. So here, make a note of this, and then we'll wrap this up, and then we'll pick it up here next week. Here's some notes for you. And this is what you share with others. Give God time to work in your life. Give God time to work in your life. And understand that serving God is a journey. It's a marathon. It's not a sprint. Let me say it again. Give God time to work in your life. Serving God is a journey. It's a marathon. It's not a sprint. It's a process that leads to a beautiful testimony of the grace, the love, the kindness, and the glory of God. Let me say it again. Let me go over it again, family. Share this with someone. Give God time to work in your life. Serving God is a journey. It's a marathon. It's not a sprint. It's a process. It's over time serving God. It's not a genie in the bottle solution. It's a process over time that leads to a beautiful testimony of the kindness, the goodness, the mercy, and the grace of God. Don't give up hope too soon, and don't lose hope. Pause and sing praises in the midst of the struggle. Let me say it again. Pause and sing praises in the midst of the struggle. God is here and God is near and God can hear. Let me say it again. God is here, God is near, and God can hear. And then share the good news of the gospel with somebody. God is much bigger than a COVID-19 or any other thing that we will encounter during the course of our lifetime. And I just want to end the way that we started. Let's go back to Psalms 118, 1 through 3. That's the way I want to end. I want to end. We'll pick up the rest in Acts. We'll pick it up next week. You don't want to miss it. You want to be here next week because the singing, the suicide, and we get to the salvation. Oh, God. It's just like when they killed Christ, he was crucified. That wasn't it. He resurrected. The good news is still to come. The good news is here. The salvation of this jailer and his whole family, a miraculous turnaround. And what happened? That's what we're going to talk about next week. But as I leave you today, as we close out today, let's finish the way that we started in Psalms 118. And I'll read verses 1-3. I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust. He's my buckler, the horn of my salvation, and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. Then verse 6, as I was stressed out, I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple. And my cry came before him, even unto his ears, because God can hear. So, Lord, we thank you and we bless you and we love you. God, may we sing. May we share the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ with anyone. May we reach out to someone and may we prevent someone from giving hope and losing hope and encourage them, Lord, to hold on to you. Thank you, God, that salvation, you are the horn of our salvation. You're the power of our salvation. We can't save ourselves, but you're that power. You resurrected, Lord, and showed us that there is life on the other side, and the life is in Christ, and that we will resurrect, and that after death we go and we live in paradise, those of us that have committed our lives and became followers of Jesus Christ. So maybe it's someone here say, Pastor, I've never even accepted Christ. I've just kind of just floated through life, and now things are falling apart. It's just as simple as calling. The word says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It's just as simple as, Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for me. Thank you for resurrecting on that third day. Thank you for dying for me while I was yet a sinner and didn't care about you. So, Lord Jesus, I invite you into my heart. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Take over my life and help me to be the person that you created me to be. Thank you for the forgiveness of sins. Thank you for dying on the cross and resurrecting. Lord Jesus, fill me with your Holy Spirit so I can be led by the Holy Spirit and not my flesh. So I can decree and declare that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, because Christ is now on the inside of me through the Holy Spirit. Forgive me of my sins, and thank you for giving me an opportunity to be saved. Your word says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Lord Jesus, I'm calling upon your name. I need you. Come into my heart and rescue me and save me from death, hell, sin, and the grave. Maybe you're there, you're just rededicating your life, and you say, Lord, I want to come back to you. I want to get it together. The word says that if we confess our sins, the Lord is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. So it's just as simple, Lord, forgive me. And thank you for a second chance to get it right. Thank you for forgiving me for my past, present, and future sins, God. That's why you died on the cross, so I wouldn't have to. You were condemned, so I don't have to walk around guilty and condemned of what I've done, because you've done everything and you wiped my slate clean. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And we bless you now, Lord, for salvation through Jesus Christ. Thank you for the power of your word. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So I want to thank you so much for joining us this morning. We'll pick it up next week. Can't wait to finish the other half of the message with you next week. So grateful and so thankful that you all have joined us. So for those of us, and which is most of us, if you have the time on Wednesday night, please join us. Go to South Bay ALC Wednesday night Bible study, 6:30 to 7:30. Just click the Zoom link. It'll bring you right there. Oh, my gosh, it's been amazing. We'll be in 2 Samuel chapter 10 this week. It's just been extremely powerful and insightful. And we just see God working in the New Testament just like he worked in the Old Testament. So please join us for Bible study. And again, for your giving, for your tithes, your offering, and those of you who've been so gracious to give a donation, we thank you. Every little bit counts, and we never play games or tricks or gimmicks for money. We just say give as God has blessed you. And we trust you for that. And then it continues for us to get the good news, the message of the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ out to the world via live stream, social media, Facebook. And so we're just so thankful for that. And thank you for your giving. You can go to South Bay ALC and click the button that says give. And then you can go ahead and give today. And after a message like that, we just want to remind you that we're here to pray for you and your family members. Please definitely go to life@southbayalc.com. Send us an email. We have a team of people, including myself, that will be praying for you and just continuously praying for you and your family, your friends, your job, your business, your ministry, every aspect of your life. We're going to take it to God. You know why? Because God is our strength. He's our shield. He's our retreat. He's our refuge. He's our buckler in whom we can trust. And so we believe in the prayer of God. Remember, God is here, God is near, and God can hear. So, Lord, we thank you that you've come to give us life and that more abundantly. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. See you Wednesday night, and then look forward to seeing you next Sunday. Should be done. Those are my things to show where it should go. I had those, or you know, like Roy told me put tape down, but we don't have any tape. So these are my markers of where this should be.
Which is different from this one, of course.
Yeah, that's funny, man. Whatever happened to MySpace anyway?
Probably still showing.
You think so? They were the first ones, man. They just...
$1 a
share. Yeah. They started this whole thing, and... Sister Bonnie, okay.
Hey, Pastor, have you ever done any day trading?
No, man, I stay. I don't know enough about it to do it. I know some guys that do, but I don't. I don't mess with it. But it becomes, you know, if you know what you're doing. I wouldn't say I wouldn't do it now, because now is probably the time to do it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, you know, I just don't know enough about it. But I know guys that do it. And my Tracy's brother is really into the... I don't know if he does day trading, but he's really into the. Let me borrow your pen, sister. But he's really into the stocks and stuff, so that's what he does. But even with that,
I would want to, this is from Friends of God Ministry.
Okay.
So I want to send her a card and, you know, just
check in on her.
Yeah. Checking on her.
Okay.
So I know she's not into the phone and stuff.
Right.
I think this would be like a nice.
I think so.
She's a widow.
Yeah, yeah. And I know she's been having a tough time. She shared that and
okay.
Missing Jack and all that kind of stuff.
I want to ask you, like, send me the, email me the information of what checks you want me to have ready for you.
Mm-hmm.
For our two missions.
Okay. And for TJ, huh?
TJ.
Okay.
And if anything that you have in mind.
Okay, okay.
Put me to sign it right now.
Okay, you can.
Yeah, we'll do. Because we're paying them next month. It's the end of the month, huh?
Okay.
Okay.
And I hope we're not forgetting anything, but I think.
Well, you know, we're not too far. We're running.
We also have insurance.
Mm-hmm. And then you got the other envelope.
The information.
Yeah, and then and I think Brother Joseph mailed in his. Hey, so if anything, we're right around the corner from each other. If anything comes up, then. I think you put all three on. Yeah, I think.
This mic, this one, and that.
And that one?
So when I realized this was called Road Podcast.
Yeah, the Road, yep.
I switched it to this one, and that's what everyone heard.
This was good, loud, right?
Well, no, it's just that.
It
was all driven, and I didn't know what this was called.
Okay.
So that's when I went to read the name of it.
That's the Road,
this, that's
yeah.
Because in the beginning, okay. People thought you were far away from the microphone.
But it was okay. Picking up
you
the
were picking
computer.
Up from here.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's set that, mm-hmm. Or do you have to still do it every morning?
No, it's
every
just
morning.
That when he speaks, because remember I was telling you in Zoom, it has mm-hmm. a speaker and it has a system.
Right.
So the speaker has to be set for this.
For Road, yeah.
System is set for this.
So we have to do
that's
it
cool.
Every Sunday morning?
Yeah.
Okay, so you wrote it on the list?
And then how did the, and then I saw you guys with the praise and worship. That looked pretty, that sounded, once it came to your computer, then it.
She has to do the same thing too.
She
has
to
tell it, don't mm-hmm. listen to my audio, don't listen to me speak, listen to whatever my computer's playing.
There you go, yeah.
When she switched it to system.
Then there you go.
Yeah, because that's what, so it's the audio, and then that's why it took me like some more seconds, because I have to go to the drop down, then go to system, and then it picks up the WAV file.
Cool, cool. Were how do we do with the words? The words were struggling today?
The words, so the words, it's picking up, and see, I just did it again. At first I thought it was, it's only showing one output, but that's not it. Because if you look at it now, it's playing, but it's showing just the dark WAV file section.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not doing, its behavior is changing depending on what's going on because it's buggy.
Okay,
so we
okay.
thought it was the output and the input, but mm-hmm. it's not the output and input.
Mm-hmm.
So we're on version 1.9. They're on version like 7 to 10 now right now.
Right, right.
So you can upgrade.
But I need 2 weeks because I got to play with this. I don't want to go through something new. Mm-hmm. And then we don't know what we're getting into.
Yeah, yeah.
Like this.
Yeah,
so
we
I
don't.
I need at least 2 weeks to play with it. And then I don't know if I have to upload everything manually myself for all the songs or if there's a plug-in. So those are things I have to play with within the next 2 weeks. But I would say we can do a 2-week like
yeah.
implementation.
Right, that's cool. Weeks.
So, but for now, there's no lyrics. It's just music. But
really?
Does that have yeah. anything to do with the way you extended the split?
No, because that's the output and input we were just talking about. If you
yeah.
do it right now, look, it's black. Earlier when we did it,
yeah.
So did you show the screenshot?
It shows, well, it shows the wavy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
I'm okay with that.
Because she's saying she got to play with the upgrade.
Mm-hmm.
Because right now I just won't play the audio and the lyrics at the same time for whatever reason.
No big deal.
She says it's a bug.
Mm-hmm. But for everything else, it looked like it went a lot smoother with everything else.
Yeah. when they raised the
sound, microphone,
because they couldn't hear you at first, and then
right, so that's the,
the lyrics. Those are the only two hiccups, the only two. Although at the very end, we thought that you said Psalms 118, but you were reading
Psalms 18, 10.
Mm-hmm. 1 through 3. Mm-hmm. But I thought you said 118, and so she went to 118.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the only third bug. Because people paying attention to you. Her sister was like, oh, the fourth bug. Did you say 6:30 to 7:30 on Bible study?
Mm-hmm. But on the
print says 8 o'clock. Mm-hmm. The website says 8 o'clock. I printed 8 o'clock. That screen says 8 o'clock.
Okay.
So you guys are saying, if you finish early, you finish early.
Mm-hmm.
But we got to agree with print.
Until we change the print.
You want to change it on the website? Right now, it is Zoom. 6:30 to 8:00.
And I think the service still says 9 to
yes.
9 to 10:30.
Yes.
Okay, I gotta have Janice change that.
Don't change it. You could go over.
But the service is really 9 to 10.
But you've been going over that.
Okay.
No, but watch. But go to the audio file. That's the thing.
Like last week, you finished at 10:15. Today, you finished around. We've been talking for about 6-7 minutes. You finished between 10:10 and 10:15.
The last week it was working that way.
All right.
So now you want to change to 10:15?
No, I want to try and stick it to 10 o'clock, 9 to 10. I think that's a good frame.
It's not gonna happen.
And I told you, you're supposed to show me at 9:55. Remember?
Yeah,
you showed me 10 o'clock.
I showed
you
TNT.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's, you know. Oh, shucks.
Look,